this is Mistress Brighton of EnchantrixTees.com, and hey, it's Phone Humiliation Month. Perfect for verbal humiliation. But before I dive into my personal cave of debauchery, let's have a little chat about avoiding getting throat punched. I feel like every once in a while, I have to remind you fucking morons that you're utilizing a femdom service. That means that you have to remember your fucking place. That means that you never ever make demands of a dominant. So knowing this and adhering to it will save you some embarrassment in the future, fuckfaces. Especially where I'm concerned. Because I don't care about your feelings. And I'm not a nice person. I don't care how sweetly I smile or giggle. I will fuck you up verbally and mentally because I get off on it. And I'll also ignore you. Something else I really enjoy doing. Why, yes, I am one of the mistresses on both the phonehumiliation.com site and the IWillIgnoreYou.com site and the Mean Mistress site. And really, nothing makes me happier than you paying for my time and paying me to ignore you while paying for my time that you're not getting. Depending on my mood, I might let you listen while I'm doing whatever it is that interests me, or you can sit in silence, nervously pondering if you're even still connected or if I've hung up on you. Because I also enjoy hanging up on people, too. And IWillIgnoreYou.com is an ignore and hang up line. And we also need to get this out of the way, right here and now. I am a bratty dom who always gets what she wants. You will never outbrat me, no matter how hard you try, because you're not that smart. Heaven forbid I get bored while on the phone with you. If you're stupid and you fail to be entertaining, your verbal humiliation will quickly turn into an ignore call. The absolute worst thing you can do on a call with me is be fucking boring. Just remember that you exist to entertain me, not the other way around. If you fail to entertain me on a call, you will get the wet blanket award. And not because you actually wet your fucking blanket, you fuckbucket. I get distracted by shiny things lots if the conversation is dull. So if you bore me and say the Sims start to look more interesting than listening to you yammering, I might just put the phone down and let you listen to 60 minutes of Simlish. So, more about verbal humiliation. Not only do I enjoy it, I get off on making you do all the work. You get to tell me how much of a worthless loser you are, why you're a worthless loser. I mean, why should I have to do all the work when it's your job to be my fucking court jester? I once made a sub wear sleigh bells and prance and dance around while singing, while on the phone, while I did other things. He knew his fucking place. So how about you live up to those standards instead of being the typical entitled waste of human garbage? My form of humiliation punishment for subs who cannot follow directions, do not even attempt to follow directions, fail completely, or make demands of me is not one you're going to enjoy. I'm not going to reward you with the punishment that you want. Like, say, if you're a spanking sub and you love getting spanks and you try being bratty and making demands of me to get beaten, I'm gonna laugh in your goddamn face. It will be the exact opposite. My punishment will be the exact opposite of anything you might envision. Oh, my dream dom is gonna do this and that to me. No, I am not your dream dom. I'm sorry to tell you, I don't come out of a box and just do whatever the fuck you want. I'm hell on earth. So get your shit together if you're one of my phone humiliation sluts. My hell can be fun for you if you learn your place. Learn to follow directions and learn that I give zero fucks about what you want. I do not nurture, and I am not your fucking mommy. Sure, I'll make sure that you avoid injuring yourself. I'll make sure that you take care of your mental health. I'll make sure that you play safely with others, because I do want those who serve me to be safe. And men are fucking stupid. And sometimes you make really piss poor decisions when you're horny. So, just don't expect me to stroke your ant-sized ego. So, more about verbal humiliation and physical humiliation. Idealistic assumptions, you know, your ideal, are the reason natural selection will most likely make men extinct. And it's the reason that women rule the world. You guys are not very good at thinking and making decisions. You never have been, even when your dick is soft. So stop trying to prove how smart you are. If you've ever ridden my strap on, if you've ever worn bitch tits, or fucked a mini donut with your pinky tip sized dick, do not ever attempt to have a who's got the biggest dick contest with me, because I will laugh at you. So now that we've gotten that all squared away, want to do an ignore humiliation session with me? Or, I mean, I guess we could talk. Or I could make you entertain me while I laugh. If your annoying ass thinks you can handle it, call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Brighton. I don't really care if you can or not. If you end up crying in therapy, don't say I didn't warn you. Keep reading below to find out. I just read my blog out loud. If you want to read the rest of what I have to say, and I advise that you do, go to enchantrixtees.com and read my latest blog, which is titled Verbal Humiliation for Phone Humiliation Month and a Word on Good Manners. Just a reminder to get your fucking head out of your ass. And P.S., while I do enjoy phone humiliation, and this blog is for entertainment purposes, it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. So this is your reminder to take care of yourself, because I cannot play with you and humiliate you if you don't. It's also Masturbation May. So when I tell you to go fuck yourself, I actually do mean go fuck yourself. And just a little reminder, next month is June, and it's also my LDW 6-year anniversary. Holy cow. So prepare your anuses. That's all for now. Bye.